USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing Republicans of pushing the United States toward an unnecessary, avoidable disaster. Schumer opening the Senate and saying lifting or extending the federal debt limit has traditionally been done with bipartisan support. R. Kelly is being found guilty of all the charges against him. Women's rights attorney Gloria Allred saying she's proud of her clients who testified against the R&B singer.
Justice has been done. Let that be a message to other celebrities who also use their fame to prey on their fans and others who are unfortunate enough to come into contact with them.
The guilty verdicts include racketeering, as he was accused of recruiting women and underage girls for sex. He'll be sentenced in early May. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set a vote for the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill for Thursday. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they won't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Brian Fitzpatrick joins Fox News and describes Republican stance on this vote.
We want infrastructure, we want it done in a responsible way, but we do not want it linked in any way, shape, or form to reconciliation.
Fitzpatrick continues by saying he's bothered by the lack of collaboration.
This is a one-party solution that's being advanced. They're not taking any feedback in committee. They're not taking any feedback on the leadership level. That's not okay.
President Biden has received the Pfizer booster shot. He did so on camera, masked up, during an event at the White House. Pfizer boosters were authorized last week, and the White House is making a big push to encourage Americans to get the shots. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A congresswoman who's been in the news as of late is flip-flopping on her position regarding a controversial issue. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Back in 2013, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming voted against gay marriage, a decision she tells CBS News was a mistake as her gay sister and American attitudes have changed.
It's wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much. And I was wrong. It's a very personal issue and very personal for my family. I believe that my dad was right. And my sister and I have had that conversation. This is an issue that we have to recognize, as human beings, that we need to work against discrimination of all kinds in our country, in our state. We were at an event a few nights ago, and there was a young woman who said she doesn't feel safe sometimes because she's transgender. And nobody should feel unsafe. Freedom means freedom for everybody.
And finally, week 3 of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.